Pamela Ramos Brown and guests on this episode of the Holistic Wealth Hustle Podcast reflect on the evolution of the hustle in the face of a world spinning with AI and rapid changes such as the One Big Beautiful Bill. The episode emphasizes staying informed of your rights while planning and performing wisely for the current day's risks and rewards. The host and guest reference encouraging historical reflections and resources. Enjoy!
I would like to say welcome to our audience. Did you hear the news? Be Wealthy with Pamela LLC is the proud winner of the E-Commerce Firm of the Year 2024 by the U.S. Department of Commerce Minority Business Development Agency. You made it to the right spot. We offer a lifetime upgrade to stop endlessly pursuing happiness in your business and start letting joy pursue you. Yes, it's your turn to be pursued by pure joy. This is your host, Pamela Ramos Brown of Be Wealthy with Pamela LLC, inviting you to our celebration of 20 plus years as an experienced management consultancy and virtual business coaching firm. Hello, John. Thank you so much for joining me today on this podcast. This is the Holistic Wealth Hustle Podcast, and I'm excited to have you here today. You came out in the rain to support the podcast, and we sure appreciate you.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I'm pleased to be here. I like that intro, that keyword hustle part. That's got a ring to it. Bring me back to the old days when the word hustle was just coming out. Mm-hmm. I'm an 80s baby, so 85 was my time, and that's when I began to become enlightened to what was going on in society at the time. And that word hustle, like they had a song came out, Do the Hustle.
That's right.
You hit a little flute playing in the background. And for those of my generation, I'm pushing 60, but y'all know what song should pop to your mind when you hear that word hustle and the song come on. Do the hustle with the flutes right behind it. So right. I like that key word there, hustle. And I am not mad at anybody, especially you, when you're trying to do that. And I don't mind helping out to help you get wealthy.
Okay. Well, thank you. We're going to get wealthy together. That's why it's called Be Wealthy with Pamela. Because we know that the rise to the top gets lonely. So we don't want to be there by ourselves. So we take some VIP with us when we go there. So we consider you to be on the VIP list to be wealthy with Pamela. So thank
you. Okay. All right. Well, I definitely appreciate that. I'm going to need my own category of VIP while we're talking about it. I mean, you're going to have a list of VIPs. I'm going to be on that VIP just separate all by my lonesome.
Absolutely.
And I won't have it no other way.
No other way. The VIP elite.
Yes. And yes, I like that.
That's as VIP as you can get, baby.
Most definitely.
Absolutely. All right. Well, just kind of going back to what you just mentioned about hustle. For some people, that's a bad word. But when we look at the reality of today, you know, that's what we are. We talked about before in the previous conversation about recollecting to some of those old songs like you just mentioned. And one of the ones that these times made me think about was the Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Ain't No Valley Low Enough, and all of those things. And I talked about how the valley is very low these days. The mountains to overcome are very high these days, and the rivers are very wide to get across to be able to pursue the wealth that we're trying to achieve. And when I talk about wealth, I'm not just talking about financial wealth. I'm talking about all the elements of wealth. That's why I call it holistic wealth, because we want to be wealthy in all areas of our lives. Not just our business, but our personal, our spiritual wealth, all of those things together. And a lot of people talk about how health is wealth. So all of those things encompass holistic wealth. So those are some of the things I want us to kind of focus on. And like you mentioned about do the hustle, that's what we're all pretty much kind of doing these days. But we, of course, we've elevated beyond just kind of the traditional image of hustling, where you just getting out, doing what you can, getting what you can and stuff like that. We've elevated the hustle to be professional, strategic, all of those things. And so we have so many more resources and opportunities to make the hustle into something that's productive and positive. And so that's what we're doing these days. We are having a more sophisticated level of hustle that we're doing. But at the same time, everybody's kind of a bit of a scramble because of all of the changes that are just having our heads whirling around with all this AI and VR and just all kinds of things. It's a ton of acronyms that we can't even list right now that are out there that we are all trying to figure out, pull together. Even top technology companies, top financial companies, the top consulting companies, everybody's really in the midst of figuring it all out. And AI is not as new as some people think it is. It's been around for quite some time, and some of the other technologies as well. But there's a lot of stuff out there that's new to deal with right now that's adding a struggle to the hustle. So those are some of the things that we have to kind of pivot. We got to make this pivot and figure out how we're going to adjust our hustle these days. So I think that it is a good time to bring back some of that old school music and ideas and inspiration of doing the hustle, because we got to do the hustle all over again, but we got to do the hustle 2.0 these days. So I'm excited about what are some new ways that we can adjust and prepare for the new opportunities in this new world that we're living in. And so I'm excited. But one of the things that brought me back to, do you remember that cartoon? It was like a commercial / cartoon that came on about how a bill becomes a law.
Yeah, I remember that. It's actually, but I'm just a bill.
Yes.
The little guy was singing on a cartoon, I'm just a bill, and I forget, and sitting on Capitol Hill. I think for those of our generation, mm-hmm. since we're the same age, mm-hmm. I don't want to give out no numbers, but the 80s babies, right. Quintessential. So
there you go.
I remember when I was little and I used to be an avid, mm-hmm. like all of my peer group was at that time, mm-hmm. Sesame Street and the mm-hmm. Electric Company mm-hmm. were the two big ones for our age group.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that. That's funny, I even remember that, mm-hmm. but I totally get it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a piece of paper,
mm-hmm.
and of course they had the arms and the hands mm-hmm. and the feet.
Animated, yeah.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. he said, and it,
humanized
the jig, as it were, song,
right. yeah.
he was just laying on the steps leading up into mm-hmm. Capitol Hill. He said, right. I'm just a bill.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting on Capitol Hill, and yeah. then I forget the rest of it. I knew the whole song back mm-hmm. then. But yeah. yeah, and so, you know, you got all that going on with the big, beautiful bill that was just
right.
recently passed.
Absolutely.
By the, mm-hmm. the powers that be, as it mm-hmm. were, up in yeah. Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And now y'all president is feeling pretty good about himself because he got that
mm-hmm.
pass.
Mm-hmm.
But be... where is all I can say and stay informed
mm-hmm.
since we're on the topic of bill
mm-hmm.
and just understand that bill is not what the average American think it is.
Mm-hmm.
So again, this is going to relate back to, how can I word this? This is going to relate back to doing your homework,
mm-hmm.
understanding that this is a new age we're in terms mm-hmm. of AI.
Right.
So what you need to do is do your homework,
mm-hmm.
study that bill,
mm-hmm.
use your cell phone and make it smart. That's mm-hmm. why they call them smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
So get on there and Google, get on there and ask ChatGTP,
mm-hmm.
get on there and ask Google
mm-hmm.
what is in all the provisions that are written thereof in that big, beautiful bill.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to, and I'm just metaphorically speaking
mm-hmm.
and referencing that particular bill, since you brought up the bill little song and cartoon. I'm trying to come full circle with you on that. Mm-hmm. So I'm tying it in to say we have to stay informed these days.
Oh, yeah.
We have to do our homework.
Absolutely.
You have to study, just like the Bible even say. Mm-hmm. I think it's in 1st or 2nd Timothy. I'm not the best person to remember verbatim, but I know it's somewhere along the lines of study to make, to show yourself approved.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to show yourself approved to yourself, first mm-hmm. and foremost, and if you definitely want to show yourself approved and studied when you're dealing with people,
mm-hmm.
because
absolutely.
You don't want to go to nobody and not know what you're talking about.
Definitely. That's right.
But now it's all different now. So
mm-hmm.
just do your homework, study, mm-hmm. do your research. And then as you want to escalate, elevate, and becoming wealthy.
There you go. There you go. Well, you know, as a planning and performance professional that I am,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
well, one of the things I always try to encourage people to do is to plan so that they can be prepared
mm-hmm.
and so that they can also perform, because the execution
right.
is key. And so one of the things that this big, beautiful bill reminded me of, that's why it kind of took me back to my childhood days mm-hmm. about how a bill becomes a law, because
mm-hmm.
that's what's in process at
mm-hmm.
the moment,
mm-hmm.
bill becoming a law.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it also reminds me of one of my childhood traumas that mm-hmm. I had. And this whole situation is kind of taking me back to that traumatization, as they say.
Mm.
And this is the crazy thing that made me, when I was back in the day, when all of this was on TV and I was kind of going through the process, and that cartoon really became real in my life, was one day I went to school and I didn't get my ice cream.
Mm.
And you would say, what in the world does that have to do with the bill becoming a law? But I didn't get my ice cream, so I went up to the teacher and asked her, well, what happened? Why didn't I get my ice cream? Because I used to get ice cream like every day. My mom would send some money to school for me to get ice cream every day. Back then, it was like, I think like 10 cents a day for you to get ice cream. So my mom would send the money for me to get my ice cream. And so the lady said, well, your mom sent the money, but it wasn't enough for you to get it every day anymore because the price changed. And I was like, what? I didn't understand what she meant by that, because I knew the whole time that my mom had been sending the same amount of money and I had been getting my ice cream every day. And now this is some change. Nobody told me about it. Nobody warned me about it. Nobody told my mom so she could make the adjustment. You know, it just happened. And then all of a sudden, my life was affected. And for me, getting my ice cream every day was a big deal to me. That was like my emotional supports.
Sure.
That was like a major event in my life.
Absolutely. For a kid especially.
Yeah, for a kid, that was something serious.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go. She said, well, I have nothing to do with this. If you want to talk to somebody, you have to go to the office. So I went up to the office, because my mom always taught us that to stand up for our rights. My mom was, she pretty much had us on picket lines and all those types of things ever since we were very young. And so we already knew about whenever there was some kind of issue that we could go and speak to somebody and try to get it resolved. And if not, then we're going to have to pull together a coalition, get out there on the picket line. We're going to have to do some kind of strike, or we're going to have to do something to take care of this thing. So I went, my first step was to go to the office and talk to these people about, well, where's my ice cream and what is the problem? Why can't I get it? All of these types of things. I was really serious. I was like, oh, I was on a mission. I'm going to get this ice cream, or I'm going to get this issue resolved about this ice cream. And so I went up to the office and the people started telling me about inflation and all of this kind of stuff. And I was like, well, that has nothing to do with me, because I was a child. I was like, these adult issues. Y'all need to work this out. Let me get my ice cream and y'all work it out while I'm enjoying my ice cream.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't that easy. And so they started telling me about, well, so I wanted to know what more about inflation, about all of this kind of stuff, because they opened up pretty much a can of worms for me. And I needed to find out all about this stuff so that I could figure out how to get my ice cream back. So they started telling me about, when I started learning about inflation and what is inflation? All of that kind of stuff. And then I started learning about that people voted for this and that and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, well, I didn't get a chance to vote. Then I started learning about you got to be a certain age to vote. That's what, again, that's my point. These are adult issues. This has nothing to do with me. I just want my ice cream. Can I get my ice cream and go? But obviously that didn't work for me. I didn't get my ice cream. Mm. And so, but this whole big, beautiful bill and all of these wonderful changes that are happening just kind of took me back to this trauma that I had as a child back in the day. And so I just imagine what the poor kids are going through today. You know, how is their ice cream and Cheetos and Doritos and things like that being affected? Day-to-day school experiences, daycare experiences, and all of these things being affected by all of this stuff that's happening today. I just learned about that the summer school programs and all these kinds of things are being affected. I remember one of my best friends who had twin boys and a girl, and at the time that she kind of dropped out of school from getting pregnant and having babies, and her main support system in life was the Boys and Girls Club to help keep her boys out of trouble. And when they got shut down, so all of this stuff just started coming back to me. And so I started thinking about, well, how do those times kind of relate to what we're going through today? And so I'm just really kind of, my heart goes out to all of those people who are trying to figure out their way, trying to figure out who to talk to, who to go and pick it. Because we need to, just like I said, with my ice cream issue, I wasn't able to get that resolved because I couldn't go to Capitol Hill and say, hey, I need to talk to somebody about my ice cream. So what are we to do now with this, with all of the stuff that's happening to us today? So I think now's the time for us to really kind of look and figure out. So we know that we can't all just go to Capitol Hill. It doesn't work that simple. And so we need to figure out, well, what are we going to do internally in our own homes and our own lives to be prepared and adjusted for this world that we're living in now? And so that is one reason why I really try to help people to take this holistic approach. And one of the things that I've learned in my life is that, you know, sometimes when we don't have the political power, we don't have the financial power, the physical power and things like that, then sometimes we have to look for a supernatural type of support. And but we definitely have to go back to the planning and preparation. And so that's one of the areas that so happy that my life has led me on that path to be a planning and performance professional, because that's how I'm able to apply it to my life and help other people with theirs as well. And so one of the things that I've learned is that if you only just plan for your business and you only just plan for your budget, then you're leaving a lot on the table. Because some of the things that's most important is to be able to invite that spiritual component into your life. So if you don't stay connected spiritually and you don't have that as your primary resource, because that trumps your business, it trumps your budget, it's everything. It supports your business, it supports your budget in every other area of your life. So if you don't have that as your primary resource of how you're going to get that hustle the way that you want it to be, and to make sure that everything that you're hustling for in life, in business and life and love and work and all of those areas, that is going to be your number one top priority of how you're going to do it. So you really have to figure out how you're going to stay connected. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm encouraging people to do today. So I know that you are a 24/7 man of the Most High, where you constantly stay connected. And we're not promoting any particular type of religion or spiritual path or anything like that. But we do help want people to know that it is very important that that is the top element from anything that's in your life. There's nothing else that's better, stronger. There's no technology tool. There's no financial tools. There's no personal relationship, business relationship, connection of anywhere of any form that can be more important than that. So those are some of the things that we just kind of want to help people keep in mind. So what are some other songs and movies that kind of come to mind that make you think about what's happening today and how that's a reflection of life? So what are some other things that have come to mind for you?
Well, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
But first and foremost, I'd like to say, and it's kind of hard to come behind you with such a soliloquy that you just delivered to the masses. And I hope they appreciate that. I did.
Thank you.
But first and foremost, the scriptures say knowledge shall increase in the days that we're in now, the times that we're living in now.
Mm-hmm.
And when I thought about that after reading it in the scriptures, it just basically means through the Spirit. And the Spirit gives us the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So what I gathered out of that particular scripture is and was, we are in the information age now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have platforms for everything, i.e. social media platforms. So with that being understood and being said, there's no reason why, to your point, one can't increase their knowledge related to the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Through Google, which is one of your top search engines, as it were, now ChatGPT, and different platforms, you know, of the like.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
That, and to your point again, should be able to tie you in as you do your information gathering to help plan, like you mentioned, to whereas you can get your proverbial ducks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
To see where you want to go, what path you want to take.
Mm-hmm.
And what the world like to say is when they're trying to explain to someone how to achieve a particular goal or goals, they say, stay the course. And they say, try to enjoy the process because everything is a process.
Yes.
You can't get scrambled eggs until you go A, buy the eggs.
That's right.
And a part of the process, you can't get scrambled eggs until you have a skillet.
There you go.
Okay. And whatever your type of substance you want to use to scramble the eggs with, butter or, you know, margarine or cooking
olive
oil or olive oil, you're on the more healthier side. Yeah. Because that's how you do. And you can't have scrambled eggs, or you can't have scrambled eggs unless you get the eggs. And then you got to crack them open.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a process.
That's right. Yeah.
On the most simplistic elementary level, I can explain it.
Mm-hmm.
So everything in terms of a business or learning how to work out your body, or even learning how to love somebody, in which that process, the number one thing and element to that is learning to love yourself first.
There you go.
Because if you can't love yourself first, you can't love your brothers and sisters.
Absolutely.
And that's also a scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Scriptures say you must love yourself first, then you're able to love your brothers and sisters.
There you go.
So, but yes, a song that comes to my mind, Understand the Day and Times That We're In Now, What's Going On by Marvin Gaye.
Ooh, that was one of my favorites.
I know, right?
Indeed.
And it is still one of mine until this day, but tell me what's going on.
Right.
And then another one by Marvin Gaye, it makes me want to holler.
Ooh, yes, indeed.
You see, because you see how society is in its current state right now, and it's not looking so positive and good in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And I can go on and on, but if you ask me a song or a movie, that's two songs by Marvin Gaye. What's going on? And it makes me want to holler.
Right.
Because that's how I see the current state of affairs for America.
Yes. Well, I agree with that. And the good thing that comes out of that is that just like back then, when we wanted to know what is going on, what is going on? I mean, he made that song for a reason. And he made that Makes Me Wanna Holler. That's for a reason, too. That's, he said that because of the things that was going on at the time. So we are in similar times. But the good news is that since that time, so many good things have happened. We have progressed so very far. And so that's what we have to look forward to. You know, we have to look forward. We have to look up and just remember that there are a lot of wonderful things ahead, a lot of wonderful opportunities ahead, and that we have to keep it positive. But at the same time, we do have to have our plan. We got to get our plan together, and we have to perform well on that plan. We are in what they call the experience economy. So everybody's looking for an experience, whether they are talking about the food they eat. People don't eat food for nutrition anymore. They eat food for an experience, how it's going to make them feel, the euphoria they're going to get from this particular meal, the enjoyment sometimes from having the company of others and the pleasing to their palate and to others, those types of things. So even when people put on clothes, they don't put on clothes just to protect them from the elements and things like that. Most of the time it's for an experience. When they walk out, they're expecting a certain type of reaction and a certain type of feeling that they're going to get from the clothes that they choose. And so we're like that in business and our personal lives. Everybody wants each and every element of their lives to be related to an experience. Even when they go to church, I've had people to talk about when they go to church, I really didn't get anything out of it. But is that what was the purpose for you to get something out of it, for you to be able to be moved in a certain way? If you listen to the lesson and you heard it and know how to apply it and understand it, then that should suffice for you. But so many people are looking to, you know, each and every place that they go for it to be something that touches the inside of them and then makes them feel some kind of elevated way versus having whatever that they receive to be enough for them. We are at the point where hardly anything is enough. And then when it becomes enough, we need more to make it enough the next time. And then we need even more the next time to make it enough. So our requirements keep going up and up. And so, but again, we have to still realize that that's where we are. We are in the experience economy. And so we just need to continue to have our, you know, plans together. And, you know, even though our Father knows the plans that He has for us, we need to know. So we need to ask, you know, that's how we find out. But what are the plans for me? And of course, we'll never know the full plan, but at least if we stay in touch, we keep the communication open with our spiritual connections above, then we can have some idea with the plan so we can listen better, be absolutely great listeners to what He's trying to tell us. And that way we can be in line with the will. We can be in line with the will. And so those are some of the things that we have to do in our personal and our business lives. And so this is the time that we all have to make what we call the digital transformation in business and life, because just about everything now has a digital underlying factor to it. So there's hardly any element of our lives that doesn't have some level of digital. Even socially, we use a lot of digital resources to just be social with each other, whether it's like, love, business, family, whatever it is. We're always turning to something digital. We just can't even get away from it. So this is the time for us to make that digital transformation for us to be 100% prioritized from a spiritual development perspective and just be prepared. You know, we have to be prepared to pivot at all times. And so those are some of the things that we're really trying to help people to know these days is be digitally prepared, because there's so many different things out there to choose from as ways to go, things to do. Like you mentioned, the scrambled egg scenario. You talked about you got to get the eggs, you got to crack the eggs. You want your scrambled eggs to be prepared, then you got to get your oil, your pot, put it together. And it is a process. You don't want to have shells in your eggs. Then, yeah, you got to crack them right. You want the eggs to taste good, you got to season them right. You want to make sure that they're not undercooked, overcooked. You got to learn the process. You got to learn what they look like, when they are done or when they're not done, or when they need more cooking or less cooking. It's a lot that goes into all of those things. Sure. So we appreciate those examples. So, but again, in the end, the main thing that's so important to know is that, yeah, we're in some trying times right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if we look back at history, and history has always been one of those subjects, when I was young, I didn't care about history because I was like, that's old stuff. I don't need to know about that. I need to know about today. What does that have to do with me? About what happened 100 years ago, 10 years ago, 50 years ago, and stuff like that. But now I realize that history is always important every day.
Mm-hmm.
And just like I said before, we had these trying times before. And once we continue to go forward, those who made it through the trying times were able to be a part of times of growth, prosperity, advancement. And so, man, can you just imagine? We can't even imagine some of the advancements that's on the way.
Mm.
And I'm not saying that these things that are trying us now are really the ones that's making us or contributing to the advancements. But there are going to be some wonderful, innovative people and processes and opportunities that contribute to the advancements that we have no idea that are even coming. Some of them we have had some foresight in. We've had some sneak peeks into what's coming. But there are a lot of things that's coming that we have no idea. Some of us may not even be here, you know, when some of those advancements come. But there are some that are coming. And so even though there's been a lot of talk of the end times and things like that, but before the end comes, we don't know how long that's going to take. That could be tomorrow, that could be 1,000 years from now. So, but there are a lot of good things ahead. So we need to be prepared for both. I don't say just look at the good and don't even take into consideration what's harmful or things like that, because you do have to be prepared for both. If you're not prepared for the flu season, and you only looking forward to having a winter wonderland, then you could be setting yourself up for failure. You need to be prepared for both. So I do encourage people to plan and prepare for all of those things that you need to protect yourself from, but also open yourselves up to the opportunities and equip yourself for the opportunities so you could be a part of it. You can contribute to it, and you can benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So any final thoughts or words from you?
Of course. You mentioned food.
Mm-hmm.
I call it these days, the way people look at food is when they go out to dine, especially when they're going out to dine, they don't have to cook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of the mindset that I love to cook, so I don't go out that often to eat.
Mm-hmm. And you are an excellent
cook. And I thank you very much.
The world knows.
I try.
Mm-hmm.
And those who know, they know.
Mm-hmm.
But you brought up, this is about business.
Mm-hmm.
This whole format is about business at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Getting wealthy with Pamela holistically.
Mm-hmm.
So I relate that because you brought food up.
Mm-hmm.
I'll join the two together and say some of your biggest business transaction has happened over dinner.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's some of the most elegant high rises, penthouse level type of scenic views overlooking Beijing, China, Moscow, Russia, Washington, D.C., Manhattan, New York, some of the biggest brokers of whatever type of the industry is, tycoons, if you will, were made over dinner.
Wow. There you go. All of those good things.
But it can always be tied in together to achieve that common goal in which one wants to definitely achieve, because they want to make sure that it's going to bring them the outcome of what they ultimately want. And then to the point, to your point in terms of the spirituality of one, okay, you need that because we're a spiritual people.
Yeah.
That's how we were created. That's how we were designed from the beginning. And we can't help that, even though we know that some of it is misguided. And then to another point that you made, you said we don't know if we got this much time versus or vice that much time.
That's true.
Okay. But there are different signs and wonders. Okay. So if you're approaching a red light and you can see it a half a mile away, if you got decent eyes, you know how old you are. How good your glasses prescription is.
There you go.
You know, if you see that it is green, and depending on how far you're away from it, you have to understand that depending on how fast you're driving, you know that green means go. You can continue going if it's green by the time you approach or arrive at that particular point. You should know what's going on and discern. Okay, what's going on in the world? And then you should discern how the stock market, because we're talking about business again, so I got to tie that element in. You should be understanding how the stock market, if that's your stick, what's going on, whether it's volatile or whether it's a good time to jump in or whatever. Now, when you know, when you see that yellow light come, if you're discerning the times, that means caution. Hold up now. I can either take a risk or a chance, be informed or uninformed, and try to do it. And it turns red by the time you get to that threshold. And sometimes, depending on the person's fate, it could be a cop right there waiting. And they can come out and get you. Or you can discern and understand. My wisdom tells me, discerning the times, seeing that yellow light, I need to go ahead on and stop. It ain't going to cost me nothing. Cop there or not, I'm good because I'm going to stop at this warning sign because it's yellow. And then you can understand and discern the times you're living in, business-wise or other, because if you know that's a bad business decision and you're not totally informed, you didn't do your homework, you didn't do your research, even with AI and all of that, you just took uneducated guess and chances, and you didn't make yourself prepared fully. So you see that red light, you just took a chance and you just ran it and you get what you get. You could cause different things can result from that. It can be an accident. It could be you killing somebody or somebody kill you, or you kill each other, or definitely a ticket at the least. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. There are consequences.
Yes.
So whether you take the right approach or the wrong approach. So those decisions definitely matter.
Yeah.
And that is why it's so important to, you know, take that supernatural guidance, you know, and make sure that you apply it, you know, because really, like you just said, that was a decision. You know, the red light doesn't stop your car. It's still up to you to stop that car.
So you have to have discernment.
That's right.
You have to use your discernment and see what's going on in the times you're living in. And not just in your little bubble, but worldwide, because it's all interconnected at the end of the day. You might think Spain was going on over there. I don't have nothing to do with you, France or England or Germany. No, it's all interconnected.
Yeah, COVID taught us that.
Yes.
We all
see what I'm saying? Exactly.
Yeah. So that was a worldwide event right there. So thank you so very much. This was absolutely a pleasure to have this conversation with you. And I appreciate it. And like I said, I know that, you know, it was by grace, you know, brought you out on a rainy day. And you came anyway. So we appreciate you. Well, thank you so much, John.
You're welcome. Absolutely. Sometimes those spur of the moment movements turn out to be the best. Growing up back home where I came from in New Orleans, the best parties was the ones that wasn't even planned.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bunch of friends got together and said, let's do it.
Let's do it.
And that would be the best parties.
Right. Absolutely.
So this is one of those best parties right now because it wasn't really on my agenda, on my calendar. But I say, why not?
Yeah.
I don't mind helping out a dear loved one of mine.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
John, could you tell us just a little bit about yourself? Introduce yourself to everyone.
Okay, I'm Dr. John Gilbert. I went to Yale University. I'm just playing.
Okay, who's the real John? Yeah, tell me a little bit about who the real John is.
I just like seeing you smile. I just have to throw that out there. And I'm not hurt either. But anyway, so at the end of the day, I'm John Gilbert. I grew up in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an 80s baby.
Ooh,
so
me too.
I left out of high school in 85 and went to the Navy, actually. Stayed home for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Took off for the Navy in that August of that year, and never looked back.
Mm.
Never looked back, mm-hmm. and saw the world twice over, literally.
Been what on, does that mean?
Well, I was on 7 aircraft carriers, so that's a ship, mm-hmm. for those who don't know. And there's a difference between a ship and a boat.
Okay.
A boat is a little something you get in. You can putt-putt around in a little lake or whatever. A ship is something huge and massive, depending on the purpose of that particular vessel.
And y'all carried aircraft.
And we carried jets and helicopters and everything that make up that element of what the purpose was to that particular ship.
Okay.
So basically it was a floating airport that can pull up, so to speak, and wreck your whole country.
And you've been around the world twice over.
Twice over because of the, you know, the world is what, 75-80% water?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then. So that was always the mass transit way of how, from the beginning until now, how people traded goods and all of that, and they still do that to this day.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also used for war and also flexing on another country, because I can get to you and all of that through water and air. So, but yeah, so I was able to experience traveling the world because of my years in the Navy and then being on those aircraft carriers. So, yeah, I've been exposed to a lot of cultures and stuff like that.
Oh, wonderful. And I remember you told me on a couple of times how Maverick.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, Tom Cruise.
Oh, my gosh. You just got major
inspired
brownie.
You got tell major, us a little bit about
you got
that.
Major brownie points right there.
Well,
when Tom Cruise original Top Gun came out, it was called Top Gun.
Mm-hmm.
And those, for a real quick, brief filling in for the audience, Top Gun was a A1 and the only naval fighter jet aviator program of its kind. And it was the first of its kind.
Mm.
And it was out of Miramar Air Base in California.
Okay.
And they call it Fighter Town USA. Mm-hmm. So that was where all of the top aviator fighter jet and the premier jet for the Navy at that time was the F-14 Tomcats.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, all the pilots and aviators go through their courses and their classes and all of that. Well, and then once they graduate, they go out to the fleet and they be assigned to different air squadrons on land bases. And then when it's time to go as a squadron from whatever particular base rotation it was, they go land on a carrier and they go out for 6, 7, 8 months. Well, the best of the best, they get invited to go to Top Gun.
Oh.
So those are the best of the best.
Yeah.
And then you get your few out of that who become eventual instructors.
Mm-hmm.
And so Top Gun, Tom Cruise, my dude, I saw that year. And it was before, it was heading into the summer of 85. So I was like, not knowing what I really wanted to do. And I said, I'm going to do that. Wow. I love the movie so much. And I love airplanes, especially jets and fighter jets. And I like it made me appreciate and love and understand what an aircraft carrier is about that housed them and held them and brought them all over the world. Yeah, I said, I'm going to go to the Navy.
And that's what you did.
And that's what I did. And I don't regret not one minute of it.
You were there 23 years?
23 years, correct. It went by fast, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you do have your ups and downs and your bad and your good times in life and different experiences and as you go through the process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and but it was good to me.
Okay.
And I made it through. Praises to the Most High, Yahweh. I tell you what, I wouldn't change a thing.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to hear that. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so thank you once again for being here and participating in this Holistic Wealth Hustle podcast. Mm. Have a great day.
Well, thank you for inviting me again, and don't be a stranger.
All right. Thank you for continuing to be a part of the Holistic Wealth Hustle podcast by Be Wealthy with Pamela LLC. Each episode is designed to please. Be sure to take swift action on what you have learned today and update your weekly wealth planner or your holistic plan workbook to receive your rewards of joyfulness. Feel free to leave your comments below or by contacting us at www.bewealthywithpamela.com. That's B-E, wealthy with P-A-M-E-L-A.com. Please subscribe, share, stay tuned, and let joy pursue you.